Prime Minister joins us now for our weekly interview. Good morning to you, Prime Minister.
Good morning.
I want to talk mainly about China today, but just firstly, following that package, and given it is a state-owned enterprise, are you comfortable with the approach that is being taken by New Zealand Post to shut its post shops?
Yeah, I do have concerns. And I think actually probably most MPs would, because we know that we have communities who are really reliant on services. But what we do know is that this is an issue with the viability of a model that has operated in a very different environment. It's changing. This has been acknowledged in your piece. You know, we do have a real drop in the number of people using postal services. What we are actively looking at the moment is how do we ensure the dual issue that we have at the moment, which is both banking branch services, but also postal services remain available for people in towns where banks and branches are closing. So we've got that dual issue, and we're looking at the moment at whether or not there's a way that we can ensure that both those postal and banking services are still available. The other thing that's worth highlighting, we do have a deed of understanding with New Zealand Post that protects the number of outlets they have. So it requires them to have at least 880 service points across the country. It requires also that at least 240 must provide personal services. And so that means we will at least have that baseline still available, even if, as New Zealand Post have planned in this case, they'll be operating postal services through.
Right. So this plan that they've got doesn't breach that understanding that you have with them?
That's my understanding. And of course, as you will have heard from New Zealand Post, they are looking to offer postal services in a number of areas where there are closures through this hosted business model, where I've seen, for instance, in my own community, that's been the case where they've moved to offer through pharmacies and like that.
Yeah, so at present, you aren't going to step in as a government and stop them doing this plan to close its last 80 post shops?
Instead, as I say, what we're looking at instead is whether or not there's an intervention there. And as I say, we're in the early stages. That looks at both the loss of banking services, but also postal services, and whether or not there's an opportunity there to ensure that provision is still available. But it's early days at the moment, but I think it's fair to say we acknowledge we have a problem.
Okay, let's move on to China. Obviously, yesterday we had this letter from the group of 29 researchers, human rights advocates, academics, writing to you, asking for greater protection for academic freedom. Now, I've heard you since say that you obviously support. That's no great surprise to hear that you say that you support academic freedom. We'll come to that more closely in a second, but if we can start with what specifics we are able to get from you about the Anne-Marie Brady case. Has Anne-Marie Brady been targeted by China?
She's claimed that I have a report. I'm assuming she means summarising her investigation. I've been given different advice that the police investigation is still ongoing. And so I've received no such report. And I was happy to say that openly yesterday. Again, as I say, I've been advised that the police are still undertaking their investigation, that there hasn't been a result to date, but that work is still ongoing.
What investigations are underway into this?
It's an investigation by the police.
What branch of the police?
I couldn't answer that, Guyon. I understand it's probably being taken care of locally. I'm careful how much I.
Well, hang on. Do you know what branch of the police are investigating this?
I assume it's locally, where it would have been reported by Anne-Marie Brady. And Guyon, as I support academic freedom, I also have to be careful how much I'm seen to interfere in the police as well. Because of constabulary and defendants, if I'm seen to be instructing the police on a specific case, problematic.
And that's fair enough. I'm not asking you to deliver instructions to the police this morning. I'm seeking information about how this is being handled, given its public interest. Is the National Security Investigations team of the police investigating this?
I couldn't answer that for you now.
What does that answer mean? Does that mean you are unwilling to answer, which is a fair enough answer?
No,
let's be specific. Are you unwilling to answer it, or do you not know?
I currently do not have that information in front of me, Guyon. I've been quite careful about that.
Again, that's a different answer, isn't it?
Guyon, can I answer the question in full for you? I'm cautious about how much I ask the police around specific investigations. I have asked whether the case is still ongoing because there was mention made of a report which I have not received, and so it was only fair that I inquire as to whether or not some such report existed. I was advised by the police that the investigation was still ongoing. I did not specifically ask which unit was investigating, but I make the assumption that they're taking the case seriously because it would be my expectation that they would.
Do you know which branch is investigating?
Guyon, no, I do not.
Would you expect a report from the police? Are you expecting a report from the police?
I said yesterday, and I was quite happy to set this out, if there were national security implications, I would expect to be advised of that.
And so are you expecting a report from police? Are they to report to you?
Again, if there were national security implications, I imagine at that point that would be something I would have some knowledge of. But again, I wouldn't want to set an expectation that I would generally be briefed on an individual's case. That's not something that the police would usually do unless that there was grounds for them to do that.
Have they told you that they will report to you on this matter?
No, they have not set an expectation, and again, I have not asked for that. I expect that based on what their investigation concludes, that they would act appropriately in, as to how they would escalate that or to whom that information would go to.
It's 9 months now. Is that good enough?
That's not a question for me, Guy. And again,
well, it is a question for you if there are national security issues involved.
No, but again, that's not something that's been determined. Obviously, the police investigation, as I've been advised, is still ongoing. If I were to intervene in a police investigation, that would not be looked kindly upon by the police or anyone, because there are good reasons why there is a separation between us. In the same way that I should not interfere in what an academic is freely able to say, those provisions are in place for good reason, and I'm loath to disrupt them. If there is something for me to be aware of, I should and will be made aware of it. In the meantime, I expect the police to do their job.
Have you had any information which would lead you to believe that there may be issues of national security involved here?
I've received no reports.
Yeah, that's different. Have you had any information which leads you to believe there may be national security issues at play?
I don't know, you're trying to infer something by the fact I haven't received information, but that's actually as it stands. I simply have not received information. Again, I do always act with caution as to how much I talk about the information I receive from a national security perspective, but in this case I have not received the report that has been reported that I've been offered.
Can you guarantee, as is asked in the letter set out, that you will give transparency about this? In their words, quote, be transparent about the outcome of any investigation, end quote.
Yeah, and look, an expectation has been obviously being set around the preservation of academic freedom, and if I see evidence that it's been challenged, then I need to deal with that. But what I've very clearly said at this stage, that in this particular case, the work is still ongoing. And so, you know, obviously all I can do is respond to what I have in front of me. But I have, of course, given in principle the absolute guarantee that these principles and values are important to me and New Zealand. Of course we need to make sure we protect our national interest. Of course we need to make sure we protect our academic freedoms. We are not naive that there are issues of influence and interference at a global level, and we need to always make sure that our policies, our practices are constantly monitored and maintained. New Zealand does that. It wouldn't be wise for me to consistently and constantly go out there commenting on the work we do from a national security perspective. In this case, I understand I'm getting specific questions and I am answering them as much as I'm able. But in the principle of academic freedom, of course, Guyon, I will be a defender of that.
Why aren't you going to China?
As I've said, look, I met with Premier Lee in Singapore. We both acknowledged that we'd had scheduling issues, it being a little bit of us and a bit of them, but that we're continuing to work on trying to find a date that works for both of us. I had hoped to get there before the end of the year, but we just haven't been able to make that work.
Do you agree with the opposition leader Simon Bridges that the US and China are in a, quote, virtual war, end quote?
Oh, there's definitely trade tensions, absolutely. That's obvious and for everyone to see. What I don't want New Zealand to be drawn into, and is not in our best interest, is a scenario where we're asked to pick sides. We have an independent foreign policy. I will defend that and make sure that we always act in our own best interests.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's the Prime Minister.